Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, folks, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and it's a 30-minute show. And we've been doing this program for about 8 or 9 years. And I can get a lot more time. However, I don't even have the time to do what I do now. So get as much as you can out of the next 30 minutes, and we'll be off and running, okay? So just bear in mind, there's a lot of changes going on in the world. And right now, I'd just like to say also, we say a special prayer for everyone who's suffering with whatever it may be right now. With people, millions of people with the pandemic, and now the President Trump. Sorry about that, folks. Just a little humor. And we hope and pray that he and the First Lady and the whole family and Biden and everybody will be healthy and happy, and we'll be off to a running start with that. Let's talk about the earth a little bit. If you really want to be healthy, listen to this. The first of all, water, this program basically has to do mostly with Kangen water. My company is a Kangen water distributor. I found out about Kangen water about 25 years ago when I was out of Tokyo at a medical convention, and I bumped into Dr. Hiromi Shinya. We became pretty friendly. Dr. Shinya is the fellow who actually invented colonoscopy. He's a gastroenterologist, and so gastroenterologists and people all over the world know Dr. Shinya. So moving right along, when creation occurred, millions and millions and billions, but how many years ago, and the beaches were palm trees and beige-colored sand and blue-green water with white foam and blue skies, and it was beautiful, beautiful. And there was no contamination. There was nothing. There was no viruses, there was nothing. There also were no people. So anyhow, in the interest of today's program, we're going to go like fast forward a few billion years, and we're walking along the same roadway next to Miami Beach, let's say, and everything is beautiful and looks the same way, even from the day of creation. However, everything is contaminated from the exhaust, from the buses, from the cars, from the trains, from the even from the plains. So we live in a contaminated world, and the water is also totally contaminated. Besides whatever happened, now it's even worse because there's something called fracking. F as in Frank, fracking. That's a methodology used by the petroleum industry to break through the crust, the earth's crust, different parts. Mostly it was in Southwest America, but other countries now as well, looking for petroleum deposits, and it's all about money. Get more deposits, more petroleum. Well, we need, everything functions on oil. We need the oil. There's no two ways about it. But we also have to be able to exercise other things that would be able to protect humans and animals. So every breathing species, dogs and cats and so forth, deserve to live in a uncontaminated world. So do we. Anyhow, so that fracking is really, really bad. To give you a quick example, one of the largest tomato growers, I think for the country, but mostly in the East Coast, actually found, they produce these miles and miles and miles of tomatoes. I think they're called mostly heirloom tomatoes. And it's from a farm in Pennsylvania. It's the largest supplier of heirloom tomatoes on the East Coast. Anyhow, they found levels of arsenic in the standard test on the water on the land. Arsenic, poison, menthol, naphthalene, all kinds of things coming up because of fracking. So they're trying to stop the fracking. On the other hand, the fracking finds more oil deposits. Maybe there's a better way to do it. The other thing also, be aware of the wastewater treatment plants that are all over, and they usually have palm trees, they may have pine trees in front of them or around them where part of the country is. So the wastewater treatment plant, by the way, folks, all the reservoirs, all of it, no matter what the government tells you, no matter what you read about, they're all contaminated, all the reservoirs. So there's no way of getting drinking pure water that's not contaminated, except if you buy a Kangen water machine. The company is called Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C. That's when I met Dr. Shinya 25, 26 years ago, and he took me over to Osaka, Japan, the other side of the island, and I was at the factory where they actually make these machines. They hook up to the tap water, and it restructures the water through a process of ionization and irrigation and a few other things, so until they actually run it through, the machine has plates, metal plates that are made out of platinum and so forth that don't melt under tremendously high pressure when the water goes through the ionization process. So now I'm not probably, but I know I'm a lot older than all of you, not some of you, but older than all of you. Whoever's listening to this show, I don't think there's anybody really older than that to say that turned the clock around. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I have turned the clock around for me and whoever wants to listen to me. You follow? Okay, so let's keep on going and let's talk about what else. Here's the story. If you really want to be healthy, if you really want to get the most out of life, then, quote unquote, restart your life. You know who said that? Restart your life? I did. Okay? So longevity is increasing. People are living longer, sicker. Like when I was a kid growing up in America, you hardly ever heard about someone, some relative or friend getting cancer. These days, every phone conversation basically is, hey, so listen to my mom on the phone, and nobody, I never even heard the word cancer. But these days, almost every family is touched by some form of cancer. And there's millions and millions. And also, you know, the medical, pharmaceutical industry and so forth and so on. They do a great job on one hand. On the other hand, it's too much about money. I want money too, but I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief. So moving right ahead. By the way, I'd like to also tell you about a little bit about my favorite person, me. My favorite person is really not me. It's a lot of most favorite person is my wife. Then, of course, were my folks, my mother and father, grandparents, uncles, aunts, whole family. I was lucky to be born into an incredible family. And also, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy. By the way, I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and I learned an awful lot because in those days, there was a lot of more compounding of prescriptions and a lot more went into it, so forth and so on. So I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And I'm also a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. So happy and proud to say. Anyhow, again, moving right along, I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. Like, compared to pharmacies of today, it's like 100 years ago. But my dad taught me the metric system and how to measure and so forth and so on when I was like about 10 years old. And all of that. So, again, moving right along, let me say this about the fracking. We talked about water treatment plant, wastewater treatment plants. Forget about it because it's not what it says it is. And I don't want to drink water that comes through a treatment plant. So, with that being said, the Kangen water, the machine, and so forth and so on, you can learn a lot more about it. I'm going to give out my corporate office number one time only, 954 area code 772-2150 or 954-591-2676. Okay, folks, let's talk about if you really want to be healthy and you really want to avoid chronic ailments as much as you can, you want to cut back on your sugar. Because sugar is in every single thing that we buy. It's called by different names because of the fact that the manufacturers of the cereals and all the other things that are in the supermarket all have some form of some type of sugar. First of all, to make it taste sweeter, better. So more product is sold. And again, make more money, make more money. Well, you know, I want to make money too. When I was in high school, I organized a car washing business. And five of my friends running around washing cars. And I have to laugh because when I look back, it's like kind of humorous. However, I lived in a great town. It wasn't a big city, so it was really, really pretty good. So, again, talk about the fact of certain prescription drugs, just so you'll know. The word osteo means bone. Osteoporosis is some type of infection. However, osteoporosis is worldwide getting more and more so forth. People getting more osteoporosis. Bones get brittle. The calcium and so forth makes it strong. But because of the fact that people's diet and foods and have too much sugar, that it weakens the bones, weakens the joints, and osteoporosis is getting more and more widespread every minute practically, where people, more and more people are breaking bones, fractures, hip fractures are becoming almost like commonplace in the average medical practice. So the thing is this, that why does it happen? Because let's say in Dr. Brown, all the sodas, Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown's, they have phosphoric acid added to it. The manufacturers put in phosphoric acid, which gives it the dark color. Now, but beside that, phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. So that's an underlying cause of the widespread osteoporosis, which is spreading across the country. One of the most popular prescriptions is called Boniva. Even as we speak right now, the Boniva, the company, is making billions and billions of dollars. Actually, in an afternoon, the population in America is so huge. Besides other parts of the world, we're talking about America right now on this show. So the population is so huge, and there's so many people taking prescription drugs. And by the way, I'm a pharmacist first, right? However, and I'm also older than all of you. And by the way, I don't have any limitations. I have all kinds of, I could play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I do it because I love the exercise. I can also dance all night long, especially if it's Latin dancing, which is my favorite. But I can do all of that. And I don't even take one prescription drug, not even one. I'm not saying we don't need them. We do, but people that have high blood pressure is soaring, cancer more and more and more. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have cancer. That doesn't mean I'm not going to maybe get it sometime. Who knows? But I do know one thing, that the thing that protects me mostly is Kangen water, Japanese water technology, which I mentioned before. That Japanese water technology, what Kangen water is, it's water without any kind of additives. It's also pure water. It's not water from land that has fracking going on and wastewater contamination. All the reservoirs are spoiled, by the way, all of them. Do you think you're getting reservoir water? It's all contaminated. With all that being said, the machines that the Kangen company produce, which are a little bit bigger than a toaster, stands on the kitchen counter, hooks up to the tap water, and it's just some different type of smaller instrument, switches over the tap water going through this machine, and it's pure water. Now, when I found out about it maybe 25, 26 years ago, that's it. Anyone comes to my house visiting or anything like that, if they're carrying a bottle of Poland water or something like that, I tell them, listen, please don't leave that on my doorstep. Put it back in your car. I don't want my neighbors to think I drink Poland water, because I don't drink any kind of bottle of water. Dasani is banned in the UK because it has a cancer-causing agent in it. So I could go on and on and on. Let me tell you about the population in America. There's 68% of people over the age of 45 only. 68% are diabetic and overweight, diabetic and high blood pressure, hypertension. So 68% of the people in America over the age of 48 have high blood pressure and diabetes. I'm not going to say that I'm double 48. I'm right there in a ball field, so I don't have any of that. So if you want to be healthy, tune in. We broadcast every Friday at 12 noon, 9 a.m. Pacific time, like I said before. And you can leave messages. And also I do free talks, churches, synagogues, mosques, anywhere that people want me to come to. And I don't charge any type of a fee because I don't have to. And if people want to find out, I want to share what I know. Okay, so let's get back a little bit and let's talk about how to really be healthy and happy. By the way, when you look at the TV ads, some of them are fantastic. Like a Poland water ad is the best ad, I think, that I've seen. It shows the water coming through a brook in the pristine woods in North Maine or somewhere, and the sun is out and the water is crystal clear. So fantastic, you really want to drink that stream, the stream water. I'd rather drink the stream water than the water that goes through a factory or whatever it is, what they to bottle it. Okay, so the advertising is fantastic. By the way, before the year 2002, prescription drugs were not allowed to be advertised on TV. They weren't allowed because of the fact that people get misled and they think it's a great thing. And now, because somebody paid somebody else. This is America, folks. That's how America was built, on people paying other people to get the thing done. Whatever it may be, the railroads were built the same way, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, and all of that. I could tell you all those stories. And that's how the country developed to be such an incredible, fantastic country. And it's like they use these words like payola and what's the other words? I don't know what it is. I can't remember. However, that's the way America was built, and now you have somebody paid so all the ads on TV, every second or third ad, I think it's every second ad now, whenever you're watching TV, and I don't watch too much TV, but every time I put on the TV, there's an ad for another drug. Prescriptions are drugs, folks. They're drugs. They're street drugs only made legal. But some of the street drugs are necessary to take care of chronic pain. I mean, it has to be used. It's not that you can't ever use it. The thing is, like codeine, which is a painkiller, it is like it goes into cocaine. And then it shows people dancing in the moonlight, barbecuing, horseback riding, swimming, and all that. Then it shows about the drug itself, the prescription. So I can't remember right now because when I do these shows, I don't read from a script. So moving right along, if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink. The first thing is you need to, because like I said before, the human body is 85% water. The cells of the body, the organs are all bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. So the human body is like 85% water, and that's, and the cells of the body and all of that. So pure water, this is God's creation. And the human body is 85% water. And the year, let's go back a little bit also to the year 1922. In 1922, and whoever was diabetic was put into a hospital ward and left alone to die because there was no way out. Then a company called Eli Lilly, one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, which is still in existence today, it was able to produce a prescription drug that, let's see, what was Eli Lilly? They actually produced, can't remember the name of the drug, however, it has synthetic insulin. So if somebody's diabetic, their pancreas can't produce enough insulin. So now Eli Lilly, way back 1922, the people were taking insulin injections, and they still do. Now there's more and more and more, millions and millions and millions of people with diabetes that could have died. So up 10, 20 years ago living because of the discovery by Eli Lilly Company about synthetic insulin. Was able to overcome the problem that those people, their gland wasn't operating, the pancreas wasn't producing enough insulin. So I can tell you stories about all kinds of different ailments, even cancer. Like Sloan Kettering, big research hospital, world-renowned and located in Manhattan, New York City, that they do not restrict, when people are hospitalized at Sloan Kettering, they do not restrict sugar in the diets of their patients. Sounds kind of crazy to me, but that's what it is, and that's the way it is. If you really want to be healthy, I do these little shows every Friday for a half hour. And over the years of my years and so forth and so on, of doing all kinds of different events. So if somebody really wants to be healthy, you need to find out about Kangen water. And I'm going to give you one quick number to find out about the Kangen water directly, which has nothing to do with drugs or prescriptions. And that number is 863 area 509-9059. So just call there and tell me you want to find out about the Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. By the way, those little machines that stand on the kitchen counter, they cost like $4,000, but you can actually pay it off as little as $100 a month, what you want. And there's no extra interest and no extra charges. The company is a Japanese water technology company, and it's just incredible, fantastic. And that's all I drink. If I'm in a restaurant with a bunch of friends or relatives having dinner or something, and a waiter starts coming over with a tray with all these glasses loaded up with water, I tell them, please, I'm sorry, but just don't bring any of that water. Don't even put it on the table. Don't put it on the table. I don't even want it in front of me. Okay, so again, talking about cancer, because of all the emissions, like I said before at the beginning of the show, from the buses and the planes and the trucks and the cars and people exercising, running alongside the parkway or the highway and on bikes, and the sun is out and it's beautiful and this and that, and all these clouds and all these emissions. But now, because of the fact around the country, people have to eat out on the street. The restaurants have put out tables and chairs and awnings and umbrellas, and the people are sitting outside. And right next to them, the roadway, because a lot of these towns have it where the tents are put up, people sit and eat. The buses and the trucks and the cars are all passing by, and all those invisible fumes and cancer-causing substances are drifting through the air, going right into your food. So you would never catch me sitting alongside a roadway eating, much less running or walking or doing anything. If I'm going to run or walk, which I do, by the way, I do. I told you I'm older than all of you. I know I am. And if I have, every other day I do 3 sets of 80 push-ups. Every other day, because the days in between I work, I do my arms. I do arm bicep and arm building and all of that. And it also increases my energy level. So I have an incredible energy level, and I can go on and on and on with minimum sleep if I have to. And let's see, we talked a little bit about diabetes. We talked about the prescription drugs that are on TV. All those prescriptions are poison to the body. That doesn't mean you shouldn't take it, but you need to take it. If your doctor says, yes, you need this, say, doc, listen, go online yourself. Whatever the prescription may be, go online and see what's in there and what the causative factor is, the drug companies these days, they must identify anything that may be come along that could be harmful. Listen to this. If a person's unable to metabolize, you know what metabolism is? Metabolism is the workings of the body, right? There's 4 kinds of metabolism. So the prescriptions that the companies come out with, that the pharmaceutical companies, there's 4 different metabolisms. So different prescriptions match up to different metabolism. So next time you go back to your doctor with whatever you're taking, ask him what type of metabolism you have, because he checked it out when you first came in there. And you can determine that by doing a simple blood test. And also that you can say, doctor, does my prescription match that my metabolism? Let's say if you have a poor metabolism called POOR, poor, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It's just a form of metabolism. But if you're taking a blood thinner like Plavix, which is notoriously widespread blood thinner for the last 30 years, Plavix, and if you're a poor metabolizer, you can start to get gastrointestinal bleeding. That's just one of the drugs. So that doesn't mean it's going to happen like immediately. Maybe it never happened. Maybe you're on Plavix now and you're a poor metabolizer. Your doctor doesn't know you're a poor metabolizer until he does the test. There's a special test, very simple. It's a swab of the cheek called the buccal swab. And that goes out to the laboratory that I'm associated with. Okay? And we determine metabolism that we in the report that we put out. It says what type of prescription, which prescription should you have. So with all that being said, you have a tremendous amount of information in this past 25 minutes or 30 minutes that we've been talking. So let me get back to what I was saying before. If somebody is unable to metabolize a drug, the result is called an adverse side effect or lack of efficacy leading to poor clinical outcome. However, there's a special test you need to ask your doctor about it. It's called PGX. P is in Peter, G, X. And what it is, the word itself is a pharmacogenetic testing, which determines what type of metabolism you have. Then that report can go back to your doctor, and he'll know whether to keep you on the same drug or get you off a different prescription. When I say drug, that means prescription. All prescriptions are drugs, okay? So if you're taking prescriptions, you need to first go to your doctor, find out how he can get the PGX test done. And the numbers, phone numbers that I gave you before, you can use those phone numbers to find out and give the numbers to your doctor, okay? So with that being said, and also other, well, folks, we got about, if you heard the announcement, we have 90 seconds left to the show. Remember, we broadcast every Friday at high noon, 9 a.m., high noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And again, if you really want to be healthy, you need water. You remember, the human body is 85% water. Water is the basis of life. So in 60 seconds left, let's say a special prayer, folks, for all those crazy lunatics running around the world that are killing other people and forming this and doing this, starving, raping, do all kind of horrible things. This is not what God wanted to happen. We have a wonderful existence. If you want to have it, you can have it. So we had to say a special prayer for these crazy lunatics that are running around and killing people in the name of God. And more people have been killed in the history of the world. More people are killed in the name of God than any other killer, depending upon who the God was. We don't have the time to go into detail, but the next time around, I'll try to remember for next week. So again, let's, in 10 seconds left, I want to say to my Latin friends in Miami, disfrute un dife semana. And with that being said, God bless you all. Adios, you all.